producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I make no bones about it. Of the gun rights organizations out there, of the ones that I consider to be the big three, there's one that I consider to be so effective and so stalwart. They've never had one of those weak moments. They've never gotten out there and said, well, something's inevitable. Let's help write it so we can get some goodies in there, too. They never sat back, and every time there's a shooting incident, while everybody else pulls back and makes a statement saying, we'll make a statement in 10 days, they are first and foremost on the scene that day, if necessary, fighting for the Second Amendment rights. That is Gun Owners of America, and joining me now from Gun Owners of America is Eric Pratt. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. It's great to be with you today.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you subbing for. Is Larry in the air or on the road, or did he have another interview scheduled for this time slot or something?
Yeah, he's got conflicts right now. schedule conflicts.
Very good, very good. Now, recently, Larry, i.e., Gun Owners of America, was the subject of a hit piece out of Rolling Stone magazine. And for some reason, they focus on everything you guys say, whether it's Larry saying it or you or Mike Hammonds. And the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence has started sending out letters to people that you guys support, demanding they give that money back. In addition to a sitting House representative getting out there saying that Gun Owners of America was making actual threats, she called the Capitol Police and the Sergeant of at Arms of the House of Representatives, saying that you guys should be investigating everything. All of that stuff, of course, didn't work. But, I mean, why is GOA singled out when the mainstream media, the de facto, you know, it's the default, if it's gun rights, it's NRA. So why is the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, why are they coming after you guys?
Well, I think they attack us because, and that they single us out because, by God's grace, we've been very effective at stopping gun control. You know, National Public Radio, who we may have issues with a lot of things that they put out, but interestingly, as they were looking at the gun control battle that we fought last year, they said that it was GOA that showed with one email alert that it could flood the phone lines on Capitol Hill days before the Senate vote. And so you had other places like the New York Times saying that GOA was the group that froze, especially the Republican senators, to keep them from compromising. And, well, they didn't call it a compromise, that's my word, but the Republicans from joining on with some of the Democrats in supporting gun control. TPM, this is a quote, a headline, Democrats blame Gun Owners of America for gun control setback. So I think, you know, they're going after a group, the group that they consider to be very effective at stopping their agenda. And after all, it was the president who not too long ago said that his biggest regret in his 6 years of office is that he's not been able to get gun control passed. And, you know, this is with the media saying last year that, oh, the tide had changed after that very tragic shooting in Connecticut. The tide had changed. America is ready for gun control. And here we were able to defeat gun control, actually in our weakest chamber in the Congress, in the Senate. So, you know, you could consider this payback, I suppose, Bill.
I want to pull the curtain back just to show how effective you guys are, okay, if I may. When Manchin Toomey was being
Absolutely.
Considered, when Manchin Toomey was being considered, you know, it was considered the lighter weight version. Schumer had a much more onerous bill on the which, well, let's face it, one gun rights organization came out there and helped write Schumer's bill, but then Schumer kicked out all of his provisions, said, nope, don't want those, and then he was running from it. After he tried to sell all of you guys that this would be the thing to support. But when Manchin Toomey was coming up, Gun Owners of America got out there and sent out that singular email blast. And you guys know that there's members of GOA, there are also members of NRA. And NRA wasn't saying anything about that. And you guys sent out this email blast encouraging NRA to join you in opposition to this. And all of a sudden, Manchin is standing up saying, hey, the NRA did a 180 on us. Were they...
Right.
Was the NRA saying, okay, what, what were they doing?
Well, and here we got some of the backroom dealings later from the New York Times. Reporting that after we put out that email, as you said, there was a complete 180. Manchin was kind of left holding the goods, saying, hey, you know, we almost had a deal here. Why are you, you know, why have you pulled out of the deal? And not only did the NRA stop speaking with Manchin, thankfully, they a week later, after our alert, came out and publicly opposed Manchin Toomey. So I think what happened in that intervening week was a lot of our guys, who you said are NRA members. In fact, I'm an NRA member, and I have been for 20 years or more. But they were contacting NRA saying, hey, you know, GOA is opposing this. Where are you guys on this? We haven't heard you. And they got enough of that that it finally, thankfully, dislodged them. That was very helpful. And anyway, it's quite comical reading, I suppose, in the New York Times, seeing how Manchin was quite flustered at this point. And boy, he's taken a beating in his home state of West Virginia, one of the most popular senators in the country. And after that whole deal, he's now he'd be lucky to get reelected. He's way under 50%.
Yeah, I found that whole, but I mean, that's nothing new. I mean, you guys, Gun Owners of America is a lighter weight gun rights organization. You guys can pivot on a dime, which is why both the conservative types that are pro-gun and the anti-gun types come to you guys to come on their show after we have an Aurora, after we have a Sandy Hook. And But what amazes me, I like the lightweight size of GOA, but it amazes me how you have to poke the NRA from time to time to begrudgingly get them to come along with you. I mean, you guys never get credit for making that happen.
Yeah, and this was certainly an important battle. I mean, we don't get involved in their internal affairs. People always call and they say, you know, hey, who should I support for? You know, who should I vote for in the elections, for, board of directors and things like that? Well, we don't get involved in that, but, you know, this was something we were truly at a crossroads. And what was at stake was moving towards universal background checks. That would have been heinous had that been passed last year. And, you know, the other gun group, by the way, that you mentioned, they really got left holding the bag, because as you pointed out, they were also supportive and admitted to working with Manchin and Toomey. And then when the NRA came out against it, because they hadn't spoken out publicly, now they were the only gun group, this other gun group was the only one that was left there actually publicly supporting the Manchin Toomey universal background checks, and universal background registration is really what it is. And they got a lot of flack for that.
Well, they're still doing it, too. Still continuing to get the flag. We're coming up on the first break. You can go to gunowners.org, and, I mean, every time a member joins them, that just strengthens what they're able to bring to bear. And when they go, when they commit, GOA goes all in. They are the only non-compromised agency out there today. Hang on for me, sir. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Room Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. My guest from Gun Owners of America, my guest this hour is Eric Pratt. Eric, Gun Owners of America is sort of sitting alone right now in looking at unbridled amnesty as far as immigration is concerned and calling this a gun rights issue. Just bring everybody up to speed on why, first of all, GOA feels that way.
Well, this is something very concerning, that we're looking at an administration that is extremely political, and they're trying to do everything they can in many regards to weaken laws against, you know, making sure that only people who are registered to vote vote, people who are citizens vote. And now you have this effort of bringing in millions of people and put them on a path to citizenship, which, and the, you know, we're certainly not against immigration. Look, my mother is an immigrant from Central America. That's not the issue. The issue is using, trying to turn the rest of the country into a California. Remember, California used to be a red state way back when. Remember, this is the state that gave us Ronald Reagan. But, you know, a Pew poll conducted on illegals found that they would vote for anti-gun candidates by a margin of 8-1. I mean, you know, so this is something very concerning. We're talking about bringing in people, making them citizens, and then quickly, just as happened to California almost overnight, quickly making the rest of the country, turning it into blue state, you know, one big blue state that we would never be able to recover from. So this is the kind of thing that's very concerning. And it is not just, you know, it even goes deeper than that. I mean, now we have such a loose border bill now we're getting reports of ISIS fighters being apprehended at the border and speculation that dozens more could have crossed. You've got the U.S. Army saying that ISIS is targeting family members of military members who are overseas. This is all very concerning, and it seems that our administration not only is not concerned about it, but is certainly encouraging the effort to turn these undocumented folks into citizens. And so that, you know, that's not good in many respects.
Well, you know, the ISIS thing is very concerning to me, too. Just for a moment, let's talk about just the political ramifications. Are most of these people that would vote for anti-gun politicians, is it all about the welfare state, the handouts, the entitlements that they would be, receive by getting amnesty, becoming citizens overnight? Is that what leads them to vote for these people?
That would certainly, yeah. The poll showed that by an 8-1 margin, they're going to vote for the Democrat candidate. You know, look at the Senate. You know, you cannot find a Democrat senator who has a grade above a D on gun rights issues. You know, Mark Pryor probably has the highest grade as a Democrat, and he is very anti-gun. Mark Pryor of Arkansas, who's probably going to go down in flames to Tom Cotton, who we're supporting. So that'll be a big pickup there. But yeah, I mean, we're looking at flooding our Congress with blue state representatives and senators, and you know, that's something that we would not be able to recover from. And just when you look at the types of laws that California has now, just imagine having that at the federal level and at the local level.
Yeah, California is a fun place to be. and one of the things that you guys do quite effectively is, you will point out where some of these politicians that these blue dog so-called Democrats that will get out there and vote no on anti-gun legislation, they will vote yes on amnesty and things like Obamacare, which has gun control built into it.
Well, that's true, too. Now, you mentioned blue dogs. Quite honestly, there's not many of them left.
Yeah, they all got replaced by real liberals, didn't they?
Exactly right. You know, the Pelosi's and Reid's really didn't go to bat for them, left them hanging in the wind, you know, which is fine, you know, from our perspective, because, you know, their first vote each session was for Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. There's really none to speak of, and none at all in the Senate. In fact, this is, you know, we're in election season right now, and this is something that we've been you know, really tracking closely, because you have the people like Mary Landrieu in Louisiana, and Mark Udall in Colorado, who are very anti-gun, both F-rated by Gun Owners of America. But then Mary Landrieu here now, a month from the election, is trying to tell people in her state, and remember, this is the sportsman's paradise.
Right.
So you've got a lot of gunnies. Right. I mean, we've got a lot of Duck Dynasty folks in Louisiana. And so now she's trying to tell them, I'm one of you guys. I've supported gun rights. Well, you know, we published this 30 dozen. Yeah, it's like a laugh line, right?
Yeah.
So we published her dirty dozen votes from last year. I mean, she was with the president 99% of the time on the gun issue, supporting gun control legislation. So we've published that, put that out in her state. It's available on our website at gunowners.org and on our Facebook page at Gun Owners. Udall, the same thing. Mark Udall of Colorado. I mean, here's a guy who goes golfing with the president, votes his way on his issues 99% of the time, and yet now he's claiming, well, I've actually been a big thorn in his side, and oh, they don't want to see me at the White House. I'm his worst nightmare. I mean, it's just so laughable. And so anyway, we're going into both of these states and really, you know, just exposing them with their own votes and saying that, you know, you make the call. They've been with them on the Second Amendment issue. Yeah, but I mean, we realize this is typical Washington politics. You know, you go to Washington, you cast these votes, you think in the dark, and then you go home and you hope to dupe the people and tell them, I was with you. I voted to uphold the Constitution, support Second Amendment rights, and we're just not letting them get away with it.
Yes, sir. I do like that part of it. When we get back, I want to talk about how politically expensive this is going to be for some of these people that you just mentioned. I know right now Udall is trailing Gardner badly in Colorado. Hickenlooper is also in the same kind of trouble. But let's talk about the backlash they get to experience when we get back. Gun Owners of America, you can go to gunowners.org. That's how you join. Gun Owners of America. I have chased Larry Pratt around town. When Larry Pratt goes and speaks to somebody, when he speaks to a group, he's not renting a limousine. He's not staying in a five-star hotel. When you sign up to Gun Owners of America, that $20 bill, Larry and Eric, and probably to a degree Miss Eleanor as well, they get a hold of that and they wring every penny out of it until it's just a rectangular piece of white paper. And there is so much bang for that buck. I cannot quantify it for you. This is why I back them. This is why I started the show the way I did. And this is why I continue to back them today. Go to gunowners.org. At least get on the email blast, sign up and get the bulletins they send out. We will, we'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Group Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour from Gun Owners of America, Larry, has told me that when this gentleman is actually the upgrade to Larry Pratt. I'm joined by Eric Pratt of Gun Owners of America. Some of these guys are going to be having some Clinton-esque, some of these guys running for re-election are going to be enjoying some Clinton-esque wake-up calls come election day, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are. And speaking of Clinton, he is working hard to help Pryor, who we were talking about before the break. He's back in his home state of Arkansas plugging for him, but I do think Cotton, who's been a very good vote in the House of Representatives. there was a vote to expand background checks earlier this year. Thankfully, it didn't become law, but a lot of Republicans support, virtually 99% of the Democrats voted for it. But roughly half of the Republicans and Cotton was on the right side. So there's a lot of congressmen I would say are good guys who voted wrong on that vote. So in that sense, it was a tough vote. Although if the Constitution is your standard, the Second Amendment, these shouldn't really be tough votes. I mean, how difficult is shall not be infringed, right? But anyway, so we've seen Cotton, make the good, tough choices. So that's a very promising, race right there. But yeah, you're right. I think a lot of these folks are, and they're certainly being dragged down by the president. I mean, it's, you know, better late than never. I mean, it took forever for the things he was doing to this country and fundamentally transforming it. People finally realizing, hey, maybe I don't like what's happening, you know, with health care, the anti-gun health care, and many of these other things that are going on. And so, you know, he's around 40% or lower, and that is having a huge drag in all these races. So I think this could be a good night on November 4th, a good night for constitutionalists.
It's interesting that Barack Obama does not really seem to be concerned. Since he's been reelected, he's not really concerned about what happens to the Democratic Party, is he? He's not like Clinton was. Clinton, you know, Clinton tried to leave everything intact, even though, and you know, even though his fortunes got turned by the omnibus crime bill and the Brady Law and the assault weapon ban, he still tried to leave that a stronger entity than he left it. Obama's not really interested in that, is he?
Yeah, I think even Democrats are frustrated with him about that. That he's more interested in playing golf. you know, and he's right. I you know, somebody asked me recently, do you think he's going to try to usurp power like he has in so many ways and go for a third term? And I really don't think so. I'm beginning to think this guy, and especially his wife, I mean, they like some of the perks, but they're really tired of the job. I mean, you know, this is a guy who, by the way, he admitted when asked about his weaknesses, what's, you know, one of your biggest weaknesses, and he said laziness. And you actually see that all through his career. You know, in the Senate, we thought he was just dodging the hard votes, but he was missing about a third of his votes. I mean, more than any other senator. Well, yeah, he misses all kinds of important briefings, and, you know, he's out playing golf during critical times. You know, honestly, you know, say what you will about Bush. I mean, we had issues with him, but I will tell you, he was a hard worker. You don't see that right now in the White House, do you?
No, not at all. And the biggest problem I have with this administration now is I don't think Obama would ever be impeached because of who we get when he gets kicked out of office. I mean, we go from incompetent to, I don't know, verbally incontinent.
The late night comedians would like it, though. They'd have much more fodder for their jokes if Biden stepped forward.
Well, Biden's a fun guy. In terms of how expensive this is going to be, I'm sort of looking to see how expensive this is going to be in California with AB 1014 that's just been passed. And I know GOA has a big stake in California because that's where GOA originates from. Is that going to, over time, turn out to be really expensive when, you know, all of a sudden, they've already got so many things in place to come after everybody but the law-abiding gun owner. That's all they have to go after with AB 1014, right?
Right, and you're talking about the
pre-crime
bill now where if I'm sorry?
It's pre-crime now. They've emulated
exactly.
A very bad movie.
Yeah, the pre-crime unit. That's exactly right, from Minority Report. So if your family member's ticked off with you, they can make false accusations against you. You get your guns taken away. There's the pre-crime aspect. And now you've got to sue to get them back. It is what we were talking about earlier, that California invents ways of I mean, they have more restrictions than any other state, which is why when the Brady campaign hands out their grades, they're frequently listed as being, well, they get the best grade, which from our perspective would mean that they're an F-minus-minus. But with the Brady campaign's rating, you know, they get an A++. And, you know, it's things like this where they just keep spiraling down and down. And this takes us back to our early conversation that we're, you know, California wasn't always like this. And with the immigration threat that Obama's trying to foist on us, just legalizing you know, millions of illegal aliens, we could find the rest of the country going the way of California, especially in terms of gun control based on the type of representation that would be sent to Congress. So, yeah, this does become very expensive. And the other way it's expensive, Bill, is that whatever California does, the rest of the country sadly tends to look at and says, huh, that was a good idea. Why don't we try it? And so we are going to be fighting this pre-crime idea now all across the country. I mean, the idea that you can have your gun rights or any liberty or freedom or right taken away from you without due process is just heinous. It's antithetical to our system of government, our constitutional freedoms, and yet that's exactly what this is about, where it turns justice on its head. Your guns are taken away, and now you've got to go to court to get them back. Well, a lot of gun owners aren't going to have the thousands of dollars that it's going to take to bring a lawsuit and to prove their innocence. So this is a very troubling trend that we're seeing.
Well, we're about to come up on the next break. It seems like, the states that are already anti-gun, we saw the anti-gun states get more anti-gun following Sandy Hook. But overall, wasn't it the case that most other states actually loosened gun law? If they were pro-gun, they made it more pro-gun?
That's right. We actually had twice as many pro-gun laws being passed in the year after Sandy Hook as opposed to anti-gun laws. So, you know, what was just, again, to reiterate here, the media was telling us the tide has changed, America wants gun control, and what we actually saw was more gun laws loosening restrictions on firearms. So that was great.
Is there any documentation out there? You know what? I'm going to ask you this question after we only got 30 seconds left. But here's the question: you can think about this as far, regarding AB 1014, whatever it's called, the Gun Violence Prevention Act, or whatever they're calling it. Since that's going to be a California thing, if somebody gets that and that happens to them, and they get it extended out to the year, what if that person moves out of California? Don't answer that right now because we only got 13 seconds, and I want to hear the entire answer. I don't know it, and I'm hoping you do. So that when we get back, Gun Owners of America. There is no better, I mean, just the name of it. It just explains who they are. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right, last time on the firing line for the week. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour from Gun Owners of America is Eric Pratt. Eric, I was asking you about AB 1014. Now that it's law, what if a Californian gets slapped around by it because one of his relatives doesn't like that he owns guns or something? What happens if he moves to Kansas?
Well, it's not going to help him get his guns back, obviously. That's only going to be through California, and he's going to have to pay thousands of dollars to take it to court, force a lawsuit, and get his guns back, and he may or may not be successful. Now, if he's in Kansas, Kansas is not going to be forced to abide by what California did, because this what he has been tagged with is not in the federal categories in terms of what makes us prohibited persons. Now, you can definitely see, and a lot of times these things happen in stages. I wouldn't be surprised if we see California trying to get this into mix in the same way that military veterans should not be in a prohibited person status just because they're suffering from PTSD. And yet over time, you know, with the creep of gun control, now we have more than 175,000 veterans who have been disqualified to purchase a firearm. So at first, no. In Kansas, they will be able to buy firearms, own firearms, but if California is successful at some point in the future in getting those names put into the NICS system, then it won't matter where he goes. Well, he'll probably have to go to somewhere like Montana or something where they have those Firearms Freedom Acts where you can, you know, no federal gun laws apply to guns that are made in the state and stay in the state. I mean, that's probably your only recourse.
Right. Regarding the veterans thing, you know, I talked to a psychologist yesterday, and we were talking about PTSD. And she told me that the psychology profession looks at PTSD as the normal chain of events that would happen to somebody in combat, which means that, you know, if you're a normal human being and you go out and see that war truly is hell, that that's what you come away with normally. It's a temporary condition. And yet now I think I've read stories where people that are being treated for PTSD that are active duty are now getting a gun buying prohibition put against them. Where is Congress on this? And I mean, is this just part of the, is this the part of the VA scandal that they're ignoring, or what's happening with that?
Well, Congress has been MIA, and quite frankly, you know, the House has taken steps towards this. Senator Burr has tried to push this issue, but under Harry Reid's grip, it hasn't gone anywhere. So let me just say there, the Republicans have made efforts to restore veterans, restore rights to veterans, but you're absolutely right. This is a mess, and it really is just the camel's nose under the tent, because this is the kind of thing they want to expand to all Americans. And when you have the CDC saying that nearly 50% of Americans suffer from some mental illness during their lifetime, I mean, I don't know what they're counting as mental illness. Is it because they vote conservative? Is it because they're addicted to caffeine? I mean, that's just crazy. But see, with these loosey-goosey definitions, I mean, you can see how they can expand this to a whole new class of people and disqualify them from owning guns. That's why this is so dangerous, but it's starting amazingly with the veterans. And it's, you know, now we're up to almost 200,000 veterans who've been affected by this. And as you're pointing out, even some who are still in the service. But, you know, we've seen examples where, you know, not even PTSD, but veterans who sought help for depression. Again, not even PTSD. They've had their guns taken away from them. And some of the states are starting to go down this road. New York is one where there have been people who've had for taking anxiety medicine. See, this is what I mean, how this definition of what makes somebody a mental defective is truly being pushed. I mean, they've got the camel's nose in the tent, and now they're trying to get the whole stinking beast in there, and using things like depression, anxiety, things like that, that yeah, just about everybody in their lifetime will experience at one time or another, and use that as a disqualifying factor to take away their guns. I mean, this is what you would call the backdoor method of gun control. They failed coming in the front door with their semi-automatic gun bans, their magazine gun bans, the Manchin Toomey universal gun registration. They failed there. So now they come in the back door. And, you know, I mean, it's very, very tricky. But in some of these cases, Gun Owners of America has been the lone gun group to stand against it. We were the only ones who opposed the Veterans Disarmament Act that, hello, Republican George Bush signed into law in 2008. That's why we're seeing this happen to the military veterans. And then after that, they were like, oh, my goodness, we screwed over the veterans. Yeah, well, GOA was there all along telling you this was going to happen. So, you know, we certainly support, you know, getting the veterans' rights restored. But it, believe me, it's going to be more than just military veterans when they start expanding this to other parts of the populace as well.
Well, I mean, one of the reasons that bothers me is, let's take any older couple, you know, or maybe not even, you know, somebody my age in their 50s, and say one of the spouses dies. And, you know, that's going to be a depressing event. And that guy goes to his doctor in Obamacare and says, my wife just died. I'm depressed. I need something to sleep. I'm not sleeping real good. I want to sleep. I know it's because I'm depressed because my wife died. Then he becomes a mental defective, doesn't he?
Yes, that's the problem. Death in the family, you're suffering from depression, you know, anxiety meds. Hey, maybe you have thoughts of suicide at some point because of stress at home or work or because of a breakup. You know, all these types of things, if there's a federal nexus to it, such as a military veteran, or you're receiving Social Security benefits or something like that. This is the strings. This is what gets the federal government now, where they can start looking through all this medical information and tag you, flag you as a prohibited person. So, yeah, this is extremely troubling, very dangerous, and, you know, we're hoping after the November elections we're going to have a much different Senate, and that we're finally going to be able to make a difference with this. And you know, even with the president there for two more years, there's ways that we can fight this, especially going the defunding route where
right.
Congress revokes money for enforcing some of these things. And sometimes that's the way you do it. We did that under the Clinton administration with the FBI gun tax. In 1998, we worked with Senator Bob Smith of New Hampshire, who put in a defunder. No money can be used to enforce the FBI gun tax, which they had just come up with on their own, no legislative authority whatsoever. And since that date, that defunder just continues to be in each spending bill, you know, each continuing resolution, and that's why we've never seen an FBI gun tax since then.
We will need another Speaker of the House, though, won't we, for that to happen? Somebody less tanned and less prone to blubbering when he's in front of a microphone. We're going to need something like that, aren't we?
We need somebody tough. You're right.
You guys ought to get out. I bet if you guys did it, it would work. You need to draft Trey Gowdy as the Speaker of the House.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would be one of my top picks. Absolutely.
Trey Gowdy.
Yeah,
Eric, I've been talking about Larry being on the show, and yesterday they had to pivot, and Eric was right on top of it, and he contacted me. I appreciate you taking the time to let me know of the change, and I appreciate you taking the time to appear with me today.
Absolutely. Well, it's been a pleasure. And again, I just encourage your listeners, go to gunowners.org, as you were saying earlier,
and join.
Sign up for our email alerts. And join. But even if you just start with email alerts, man, we need your voice here in the Congress. But then, yes, absolutely join, because the more members, the louder voice we have. That's what allows us to stop gun control.
You wouldn't believe what they do with, compared to the NRA, the amount of money they effectively use is ridiculously low. And if they got a little bit more, you can't imagine what they would come up with. Give my regards to Miss Eleanor and, of course, to your pop.
I sure will. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, sir. All right. This show started out as the show for Gun Owners of America. My allegiance is still with them. It has not changed from that because of any sort of fallout that I had with them. I still hold them in very high regard, and I like to think that they still think I'm effective at what I do. But that is it for the week. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once. It has always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.